Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know how these smartphones, I think they're a little too smart.
Smarter than I am.
Hello. They are revolutionizing everything we do. I mean, and you think about it, in the last 5 years, I mean, we've had cell phones for a while. Then you had some Windows-based phones that had some software and stuff like that. But it really only has been, really, the iPhone has just kicked a hole in this technology that so many companies have been able to, you know, come through that hole that they blazed. And they were the ones that first really came out with apps.
Yeah.
But these apps and this technology, I mean, there's an app for everything. Everything. Someone just showed me, just when you think that they're, you know, they've made all the apps that you could possibly think of.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that, and someone made another app.
Yep.
And pretty neat thing. Remind me to tell you about this keyboard I saw for the iPad. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, that's a side note.
I think I saw it.
USB drive?
No.
You can put a USB drive into this the one, keyboard.
This one you can
see. Dude,
that ain't
nothing. You know what I saw?
What did you see?
Dude set his phone down.
Yes, sir.
Swiped his hand on it.
Yes, sir.
A light came on, shot a keyboard illumination on his desk.
What?
They used to
come
make
on
his desk.
Now.
They've got they have a full computer.
Virtual keyboard.
Virtual keyboard on the desk, typing and tapping away.
They have a full
By light.
Am
I kidding? I saw it.
We got to get this. We got to get this. Steve, did you have something to say? Talk to us, Steve. What do you got to say?
They have a full computer out of a pen. You can take a pen, put it on its end. It will, one, project the keyboard down and then project the display up, put up on a wall.
A pen.
All out of a pen.
All out of a pen. I'm telling you, this cloak and dagger stuff. I mean, remember you were watching you know, movies when you were a kid and you were thinking.
You were happy, that'll never happen.
You were happy to have a walkie-talkie. Yeah. You're walking around, you thought you were bad with a walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now the technology it's just rapidly advancing and makes life convenient and does a whole bunch of other things. And we're going to be talking more about technology and advancement and what that all means later in today's program. But there's an app for everything. And one of the apps that has been widely successful, huge. Of course, people heard of these games and all those time-wasting games. You know, those are good for the first 5 minutes. Take them off your phone; they'll steal your life away.
Yeah,
they'll steal your life away. Put it down when you can't sleep at night because you're playing a game. That's not good. You're falling in the grip. Get rid of that app. However, there is an app that's really wonderful. You may already have it, but there is the YouVersion Bible app. The YouVersion Bible app. Really neat app because it has, I don't know how many translations, but a whole bunch of translations of the Bible, different languages, different versions. And it's just really wonderful. I mean, it's a great tool that you can have there. I personally enjoy reading the Word. I always encourage everyone, especially if you're a new believer, listen, you really want to get a paper Bible in your hand. If you don't know where the books of the Bible are, if you're still learning, you know, New Testament and Old Testament, the greatest way that you're going to learn is when you're abiding and you're thumbing through and the pictures go through, you know, the pictures. Okay, I read the picture
what
Bible.
What Bible are you reading?
do you have a picture
pray
Bible?
For you, brother.
Is there a confession going on?
Is the action Bible?
Did I say that? Actually, when the pages are going through your fingers, they're going through your fingers. You can actually see what book that is, what chapter that is, so that you can have a quick reference. So a lot of times these e-readers and things on your apps, you know, on your phone, you have no context, no perspective. Is this in the back of the book, in the beginning of the book? Where is this?
Right.
And you really want to get the Word inside. You want to be familiar with the Word. And there's coming a day where you may not have access to your electronic device. You may not want to get on your electronic device.
Exactly.
And you're not going to be able to know where the Word is. And one thing you don't want to be is in a place in your life where you're super dependent on technology, that if technology shut down at any given time, or you had to shut it down, you would be lost. And there is a fine line here. There's a fine line that we're all living right now that you need to do things with your hands. You need to get a paper planner. Mm-hmm. You know, you need a paper planner. You need to write it out. You need to abide. A lot of people say, listen, I'm a pretty quick typer. I took typing in classing. In high school. Don't know how that happened, but I did. I'm a fairly decent typer. I can type a lot faster maybe than I can write. But I'm telling you, it's a whole lot easier to you're connecting with God in a different way when you can start carving it out and writing it out on paper as opposed maybe to typing it. Especially not to mention that you can lose things off your computer.
Yeah.
And that revelation that God gave you is gone. That's not a good feeling when your computer's wiped out. But this YouVersion app has been so widely successful that they're getting ready to celebrate 5 years. Their fifth year anniversary is coming July the 10th. July the 10th, and this is their goal. Between now, today, and July the 10th, we're talking, you know, maybe a few weeks or so. Their goal is to reach not 10, not 20, not 40 or 50 million downloads. Their goal is to reach 100 million downloads of the Bible.
Mm.
Like you to know that right now they presently have 95,869,480 downloads.
Wow.
They're almost there.
How awesome is that? Really, how awesome is that? Now, everyone have access. This is a free app, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cost you a thing. But now the Bible can be downloaded right on your phone, and you can have access to it. And one of those versions in there, you can actually hit audio, and you can actually hear it. And that's kind of real nice to do maybe while you're, before you abide or after you abide, whatever, or when you're driving in your vehicle, you may want to just go ahead and listen to the have the Bible, the word going forth, you know, it's being read. This is an awesome, awesome thing. This YouVersion first came out in 2007, this Bible app. And, I mean, every single year, it's just been absolutely reaching the world. I mean, these downloads, I only can imagine how many downloads that is a day. But this app has 4.5 stars and, listen, this is a wonderful thing for a technology base right now to be able to have. Sure, it's convenient. Sure, it's great. But you want to make sure that you're not super dependent upon it for all your Bible reading. You know, you really want to make sure that you are familiar with your sword, with the Word of God, and that you have it with you all the time. You know, I don't know what's happening in some places, but if you're going to a fellowship, bring the Word of God with you. Don't just rely on your phone. Bring the Word of God with you. Bring the Word. Honor it. Cherish it. Don't just set it down anywhere. Don't put stuff on top of it. But honor the Word of God and so that you can readily have it available. And not just bring it to your fellowship. I mean, really want to get a... I was talking to Tony the other night. And he tells me, man, I bring my Bible to work. I bring it everywhere. Shout out to Tony. And that's what you want to do. Bring the Word of God with you everywhere you're at. Because... you have it. You can read it. Can't read what you don't have.
Yeah,
that's right.
And if you have a break, there's nothing like spending that break or that lunch with the Lord. I've done many of those. Get in that car or pull over somewhere for a cup of coffee or lunch. And there's nothing like getting that word in the afternoon. You fed your physical body. Now you can feed your spiritual body. And you can get filled up with the word. You know? Little game I used to play is half a day's. If you have long days out there and you try to make it through, break your days in half. Just get to 12. Get to lunch. Get to 12. And at 12, go ahead and wash your face. You know, maybe brush your teeth. Get you something to eat. And abide a little bit. I know you abide in the morning, but just go ahead and abide a little bit. Encourage yourself in the Word. And it's amazing how you're ready. Well, I like to say, get ready for the second half. You know, there's two halves in a football game and a basketball. Get ready for the second half. Come out of that second half ready to make the day great. Because, you know, a lot of times, if you're not focused and intentionally living the day, some people start off real slow in the morning and have to, you know, get heated up as the day goes. And by lunch, they're full steam. And then they come back down. By the time they get home, They're wasted, right? They're, and there's some people that start out burning real strong in the morning, and by 12, they're halfway, their tank is halfway done, and by the end of their day, they're completely at zero. And the truth of the matter is that you want to live every single day on purpose, and you want to embrace the day.
Mm-hmm.
Take a hold of it and understand that, listen, whatever you've got to do to get yourself in the place that you can maximize today, you need to do it. So if that means eating right, sleeping right, you can't stay up all night watching TV.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly.
And not getting no sleep, and then you don't have a productive day the next day. Or not abide or skip out. You want to embrace the day and go strong all day.
Amen.
And give that day unto the glory of God. Because once that day's over, it's in the can. You can't repeat. There's something about the day. You just can't repeat it. It's what you, it's no woulda, shoulda, coulda. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's finished. But if you start the day off right and you maintain that by recalibrating, because, you know, you can get off track. Somebody can say something or something can happen. That's why that abiding time is so beautiful, because you can bring yourself back into alignment. I like to call the bumper cables, you know, the bumper things when you go bowling. I need those when I go bowling because I can't bowl straight.
The bumper rails?
Yep, the rails, cables, whatever you want to call them. I can't. I make words out, you know, hey. When you throw that ball down, it goes in the gutter, you know. Sometimes life is like that. Somebody says something, you have a bad situation, someone gives you a text or a call, and instantly you want to go off down to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, you got to hit the pins down. I got to hit the pins down that day. And so whatever bumper rails you need to put on the side of there to make it happen, do it. Because at the end of the day, you want to know that, listen, I lived today to the fullest of God. There's nothing sadder, and I guess we'll just go there right now. There's nothing sadder that to come to the end of your life, to come to the end of your existence, to come in the slowing years of your life, only to realize that most of your life has just been wasted opportunity and you didn't seize the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the president has the same 24 hours that you and I and we all do. And he's managing the world.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing with the 24 hours that we've been blessed with? Seize the day, seize the moment, because you don't know how much time we have left. And let it be said of you that when you pass, that your life was like a sponge and you wrung it all out for God.
Yeah.
There was nothing left. You don't want to come to the end of your life and be like a wet sponge and they say, wait a minute, what's all this still left in here?
Yeah.
You want to be a wrung out, twisted up, dry sponge, because you wrung yourself out all for the Lord. This is the day. This is the moment. Go ahead and seize it and make it a great day.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.